The Green Compass.
The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
Perception.
What you think.
Reality.
What things really are. The perception of life in public housing is negative in most people's eyes.
However, not many people mention the positive impacts these communities have on our youth and families.
Life in public housing.
Life in public housing.
Life in public housing.
Perception versus reality.
I'm Diamond Green.
I'm Rose Marthens.
And I'm Javon Benjamin.
Public housing is defined as affordable housing or a government-subsidized housing development with relatively low rent.
Many people just think of Valence and Crown when they hear public housing, also known as projects.
When I think of housing communities, I think of drug dealing. It's a lot of crime, fighting.
First thing that comes to mind, probably the violence that goes on in, like, the housing complexes nowadays.
You experience a lot of things that you wouldn't really see if you lived in your own house.
Violence and crime happens in every community, not just public housing. What is being overlooked? There are many positive opportunities for residents being implemented into public housing. Former public housing residents told us about their positive experiences.
The type of positive things there were like food banks and block parties and basketball tournaments.
There's like a free lunch offered through the housing authority. That was helpful. There are like some day camp. I like some community centers. I met a lot of people who I'm still friends with, a lot of people who, contrary to popular belief, shaped my future in a positive way.
According to Sandra J. Newman and Joseph M. Harkness of University of Pittsburgh, public housing relieves financial pressure on parents, thereby reducing stress, depression, and other symptoms of psychological distress, with potentially beneficial effects on their children. There are people within these communities that are working to support residents and youth to uplift them and provide them with resources.
Nate Brown, Director of Programs at Family Resources, said,
"The organizations that come into the community to help are going to be the saving grace for the community."
Many went back to help change and make these communities greater. Former resident Tramel Perry adds,
"If you're born in the projects, I feel like a lot of people work a lot harder to get out of the projects so they could give back to their community and fix up the projects."
The voices you heard in this piece are the following former residents. Nate Brown is now a supervisor at Family Resources. Jason Harris is now a construction worker and owns his own house. Tamar Fields just graduated from Bashir High School and is planning on going to college. Tramel Perry is a sophomore at Penn State.
And lastly, Jason Harris tells us he has no regrets.
They see stuff on TV and they think it's fantasy. I'm happy I grew up in the Hill District. I'm glad I grew up in the projects because I know what it's like to struggle. So everything I got in life, I appreciate.
If you only have a hammer, every problem becomes a nail.
The Green Compass was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Internship Program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Heinz Endowment.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at heinz.org.